The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey, I think it's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea time. I don't know. You think so?
I don't know. Is that what that means?
There would have been half of Chuck and more of Billy.
Yeah, no, we don't need more of that, though. It's good. It's good. But there's enough.
Yeah, we don't. We're good. Yeah, we're good. I mean, it adds like 40 pounds, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, no, like it adds like 50.
Oh,
clearly.
Clearly.
This table is not saving me. That's right. You are listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR-FM Pittsfield 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Also on PCTV Select.
Yeah. So, yeah, which is an app on your TV, by the way.
You get to see this.
Yeah.
As our old intro would say, now that you get to see what these two people look like, we're sorry.
Yeah. Now you know.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
Hey, you know what? You know, I'm not sorry.
I'm not either. I don't really care. If you don't like me, that's fine.
I am what I am.
I am what I am.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Can you believe it?
You believe that?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
So me and Billy shaved our heads almost the same day.
And didn't even know.
No. I was like, I shaved my head. You're like, wait, what? You did? I was like, yeah.
And it's funny. I was like, bro, I shaved mine too. 2 days ago. When did you do yours?
I was like, 2 days ago. I was like, yesterday. And I didn't do it yesterday. Because I was in New Hampshire all day.
Yeah, that's right. You were.
Ugh. Anyways.
For work.
It was so boring, dude. It was like, I'd rather watch New Kids on a Block concert than ever. through that again.
It's funny that you bring that up because New Kids came on Vivo yesterday, Vivo. And I was laughing so hard.
What was this? Which one was it?
I can't remember.
Was it the one with like Weird Al mess with the white stuff? No, the orange.
No, no. It wasn't that one. Darn, I can't remember.
Oh, girl.
No, it wasn't even one that like played a lot.
Oh, yeah, one of those ones where you're like, I'd never even heard this song.
Yeah, like, I've heard it, but, like, it didn't play as much as, like, step one. We can have
step
lots of fun.
One. Just gotta
step
move away.
Two.
Yeah.
It's just me and you.
That was terrifying.
That was terrifying.
People were like, don't ever sing again.
Yeah, don't.
It's so cute, though. Do it one more time. You know there's people like, do it again. It's so cute.
No, there's people that are finishing the song right now.
Yeah, they're probably like,
step
in the
three,
car.
Three.
And they're listening to death metal like, step one. They're like, oh, wait a minute. My bad.
It would be pretty funny if somebody did a metal cover of that song.
That's a good idea.
And they put Christopher Walken as the lead singer.
Yeah. Stop. One. Stop. Two. Step three.
Exactly.
I said two when I said three. It was pretty good. I don't know my number. Step two. Yes. Step three.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I don't know. Just need a break.
Too many numbers.
Too many notes. These numbers are driving me insane. I need to stop singing. I don't like dancing. I'm not a dancer. This is annoying. You're stupid. Who names a band New Kids on the Block anyway?
What block?
There's not even a block on you guys. You're so dumb.
I think it would be really funny. Actually, I think it would be really funny.
Like Christopher Walken singing Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Ice Baby.
Material Girl.
Oh, good Lord. That would be great.
I'm a material girl in a material world.
I'm a material girl in a material world.
Exactly.
So we were supposed to have somebody on today. They couldn't make it, unfortunately. I know they said they forgot, right? Or that they had something to do.
They had family stuff to do.
Okay, that's fine.
They had family stuff to do, and it was kind of like a last minute, minute thing. But he does want to come by next week.
Okay, that's fine.
So
with me.
He said it's a definite thing for him. Yeah, we're gonna have somebody come in. We're gonna have him talk about a program that he's starting in the Berkshire County for kids. He's thinking about this program, which will actually be really great for him and for kids. He's going to come in. He's going to give us all the information next week.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, he's been a coach for 15 years for baseball.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he wants to put that to good use. I'm not going to give away too much information because that's for him. And I'm sure he's going to have some contact information as well.
Yeah.
And it's somebody I personally know who I've known since he was really, really little.
Don't you hate that you feel old?
I do.
You're like, what?
He's not that much younger than me, but I've known him since he was really, really little.
Yeah, but I hate seeing kids I used to babysit.
Yeah. I used to babysit this kid.
But it's annoying. I was like,
well, I think we had more fun eating all the snacks in his mom's house.
Yeah,
we did.
I used to love doing that with my friends, just eating all their snacks.
Yeah.
Like babysitting a kid, just eat all their like fruit snacks.
Yep, all the fruit. Like, they had all the good snacks. You'd go home and you'd be like, how come we don't have any good snacks here?
I would always take like handfuls. Like there was this kid, David, I used to babysit. I used to take all his fruit snacks, dude. All of them.
Yep.
He was like, Mom, we don't... She would yell at him, why'd you eat all the fruit snacks?
Yeah, they had all the good ice pops, too.
Yeah, what the heck? All the good flavors they kept. They always ate the crappy ones, like grape.
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 It doesn't even taste like grape. It tastes like purple.
Yeah, it tastes like purple. Purple is delicious.
Purple is so good.
Yeah. I can smell colors and hear...
I was just talking about... Do you remember Hugs, the drinks?
Yes.
I was just talking about those. It's like...
That was heartburn.
You can taste like the lime one.
Yep.
But and maybe like the pink one or whatever, or the red one. But all the other ones taste the same. They're like just sugar water.
Yeah, it was like, but it was a heartburn in a cup. Yeah. In a little jug.
Yeah.
It was like
the little barrel.
There was kids selling them today.
Really?
Yeah, there I was pulling up, I was going home and I pulled up with the car and I looked over and they were like lemonade and they had Hugs up there. I was like, no.
Yeah. That's cute though.
It's cool. I like
little
that
entrepreneurs
kids doing that. Yeah. Like, well, you got that kid that's out there that was like doing lemonade for something and he raised a whole bunch of money for something. I can't remember what his name was, but I've seen it on like YouTube and stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
It was pretty
cool. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it bothers me sometimes when kids are out there doing this and they've been doing it for ages.
Yeah.
You know, years and years, and then there's, you know, one person that's calls somebody and says, hey, there's these kids selling. And
always a Karen.
And then they got to come and tell the kids they got to go. And I know they don't want to.
No, they're like.
And they got to tell the kids that they have to pack it up. And you know what? That sucks.
That's mean. Like
I think it's like traditional to have kids with a little lemonade stand.
Yeah, I did.
The Peanuts did it.
I did it. I was like, lemonade! Didn't even know what I was doing. Just like country time lemonade.
It's a great.
The whole thing and like.
Yeah, right?
Everyone's like. Delicious.
Oh, so good.
You want another one? No, I'm good.
Tell all your friends.
Yeah. Nope.
But it's great for social experience.
Yeah. Because instead of sitting here doing this all day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, playing on their phones or playing on... Yeah, it's really good for social experience. Yeah. As long as there's like a parent out there, make sure there's no
strange... these kids are by themselves. I think they're in front of their house, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, I know, but I think they're like right where in visual sight.
Listen,
camera,
I've seen some like movies and shows.
Yeah, I know. Like, you want lemonade? Absolutely. Gone.
Yeah,
it's like
keep an eye on them, but like, it's still such a traditional thing.
Yeah, it's. I think it's awesome. I think they're doing it. I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
Yeah, I've seen like four or five lemonade stands.
I haven't seen any. Otherwise, I'd stop.
Yeah, there's like kid. They're right on Second Street. They're just
that's why they're over
a big table and they.
I haven't gone that way in a while.
Different flavors and they got Hugs. They got like the old Kool Aid ones with the bottle, the squeezies or whatever they.
Oh
squeeze
yeah,
it,
yeah,
squeeze
yeah.
It.
Yeah, I used to love those.
Yeah, I just had. Yesterday at Cracker Barrel, the wax bottles with the drinks in them.
Oh, yeah.
And you chewed on the wax.
Yeah.
my daughter had it. She's like, can I get some of these? I'm like, sure. She's like, it's like nostalgic. I was like, it is. And she's like, are they any good? And I was like, the juice is good. The wax tastes like garbage.
Yeah.
But we chewed on it anyways.
Yeah, we did.
But see, back then it had a little bit of flavor. It almost tasted like a little bit of vanilla. Not much.
I don't know. I think if you threw the whole thing in your mouth
and chewed on it, that's what I did. I just threw it in my mouth, started chewing. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, wax tastes way better when you do it this way.
Yeah, wax tastes.
She chewed on it for like 3 seconds. She's like, ew. And I was like, see, you got to put the whole thing in your mouth and chew it.
Yeah, you can't just bite the top off.
Yeah, and,
you
know. That's what she was like. I was like, you're not going to get it out. You're going to sit here forever because you squeeze the wax and it just closes on it. There's no point. You might just eat the whole thing.
Just. Yeah, right, but when you're a kid, you don't really know better, so you end up swallowing it.
I swallowed so many of those things, dude. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Did you ever get told when you were a kid that if you swallowed your gum,
yes,
it would get stuck in there?
I was told if I kept swallowing my gum, I'd blow bubbles. My dad said that. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, next time you fart or something, you're going to blow bubbles. I was like, and I'd stop swallowing your gum. Okay. Never did it again. I used to spit it out and throw it away.
That and don't take a shower when it's thunderstorming out.
Yeah.
Don't go swimming. Don't go swimming after you eat.
Yeah, you get 2 hours. You have to wait 2 hours.
Oh, they told me 30 minutes.
No, my mom was like, 2 hours. And I was like, I don't believe you. So I jumped in. I was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if you eat a ton, you're going to get crampy.
I would expect if you do anything after you eat a whole lot of food, you're gonna get cramped up.
Yeah, you're like,
Yeah, it's like especially running.
Yeah. Oh god, or jumping off a diving board, anything. Slam into the pool.
Just running around the yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Then all of a sudden you got that cramp. You're like, ooh.
You're like,
It's always in the side too. It's like,
I hated that cramp that was always right here. And you're like, yeah, and you just sucked it up.
Every
just
kept breath of air hurt.
Like you're trying to breathe, you're dying, and you're like trying to look cool. Like if you see a girl, you're like, hey.
You're sweating though. Yeah.
You're like, do you have high blood pressure? No.
Yeah, they would ask us that now, but not when we were 10.
But it was weird because every time, instead of breathing in, you know it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
If you went and pushed out, it would stop.
Yeah.
That was a weird thing I didn't understand. And then I was like, oh, okay, let's do this again. No. Well,
that's like the first time you ever get the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's so funny.
You feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger and in Total Recall. Yeah.
Calm down, Arnold. Jeez. I know. It's just a wind knocked out. You're acting ridiculous.
Oh, man. Yeah, there was no oxygen.
Exactly. Wait, I can breathe.
The other guy, like that fell out of there, went pretty quickly. But Arnold and his woman friend, they were out there for a while with their eyes bugging.
I know. That's the thing. That's the thing I was talking about before. They came out first, and the other guys came out after, and they died quicker. And these guys are like, and their eyes are popping out of their head. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we're good. Our eyes came back.
No, I think that other guy came out first.
Did he?
Yeah, because he got sucked out. They were trying to hold on for their dear lives.
Oh, I just thought it was
funny. He wasn't out there for that long.
I know. Those guys were out there forever.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can handle this. Yeah.
Yeah. We just got to wait 3 more seconds for the oxygen to come out of this volcano.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, it was just weird. I hate movies like that, though, because it drives me nuts where you're like, even if the guy does come out first and he's only there for like 5 seconds, he dies way before the other guy.
Yeah, they're all out there for 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're like, what happened?
How is this happening right now?
I'm like, wait a minute. If you died that quick, you should be dead, too.
I forgot where it is that they shoot movies that are supposed to be on Mars. I know it's like in some desert, but I can't remember where.
I don't know. The Sahara. No, yeah. We can do this.
I don't even know if it's in the U.S.
Probably not. I know it's like, I can't remember where it is. I know it said somewhere. I can't remember.
I mean, it looks, the way the rocks are and everything, the way that they shoot the movies, and it looks like it would be like in one of the rocky deserts that we have.
Utah. We're in Utah.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountains.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountains.
Actually, I drove through the Rocky Mountains once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like Tennessee?
Yeah. Well, it was further over. I'd go to Florida.
I drove through the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. I'll tell you what, man.
Did you take a wrong turn?
I think I did.
Wrong turn?
It's awful creepy up here. And people are just like, they're like, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me. Like, they're going to come running out in the middle. I'm like, what y'all doing up here right now? Well, I'm like, well, there ain't no y'all. It's just me, but okay.
That was one thing I did notice when I lived in Florida. Y'all was always you.
I hated that.
It wasn't a lot of people. It was y'all. What y'all doing? And they were just addressing you.
It was that and yonder.
Yeah.
Those were the two words.
It didn't drive me nuts. I was just like, what?
I mean, like, but.
What?
But it was funny because.
I'd get used to it.
But it was weird because usually y'all is like.
A bunch of people.
But yeah, but then I'm like. It's just me.
Me and my split personalities.
Me and my ticks. Give me a minute. Ray's being ridiculous.
Ray. Edmund.
Yeah, like, I'll be all right. Ray, knock it off. Anyway, so I should do that to a cop one day, just if he pulls me over.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Maybe he wouldn't know what to do. Do I draw my weapon? Do I ask him to come out?
Like, yeah, here's my driver's license. Ray, knock it off. Driver's license registration. Here you go.
Yeah, you got to video it.
I said knock it off, Ray.
Yeah. He's going to lean. The cop's going to lean over and try to look in the back seat and see there's nothing there and just look at you and be like, okay.
Yeah, just slam yourself against the door. Ray, that's enough.
We're going to need a section 12.
Jones 3. If there's a 4, please find one. Wait, what do you mean Jones 4? This guy's nuts.
Ray, I told you we were going to get in trouble if you kept doing this.
Ray, I told you, knock it off. Every time, dude, I get pulled over, you start your Sorry, he's just crazy. He's usually a good soul. Ray! He's usually a good soul, but he'd be like, all right.
So, speaking of souls and scary things, there apparently 13 Ghosts is going to be a series. It was supposed to come out on, I think, Paramount? Yeah. It was supposed to come out on Paramount in July.
And it never did.
And it hasn't come out yet, but they're saying it's still going to come out. I think they just had some hang-ups with recording it or, you know, production. So keep an eye out if you have Paramount or Paramount Plus. Keep an eye out for the 13 Ghosts series.
That's going to be awesome. It's going from 1 to 13 Ghosts.
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see the whole thing behind the girl with the cage on her head.
Oh, yeah.
She was the creepiest one.
Was she? Was
I don't
that
know
the jackal? I thought that was the jackal.
No, the girl that wasn't, yeah. I can't remember. I can't say it on the air.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. That one was the jackal. That's what they were telling me. I think. I could be wrong, but I think.
Yeah, I think the
cage might be the jackal.
With the head in the box? Yeah, yeah. that's the jackal.
Yeah, the one that had the broken cage in the front. Yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the jackal. But everybody was saying the other girl was a jackal. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
No. But, you know, that is it's a pretty good classic movie now.
Yeah.
Sad to say that, but it is. It's a great movie. I think it was underrated.
It was. Not very many people were like, what's 13 Ghosts? And you're like, what? You haven't seen that yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's not over the top, but it's interesting.
It's awesome. I think it's great. I loved it.
The house was cool.
The house was cool. I like when they chopped the dude in half with the thing. That was great. He was just like...
He just slid down, right?
I was like, now that's how you cut a slice of meat right there.
Perfect edges.
Nice. Every time. Sheer.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
No, that's... You guys want some sweet pork?
Yeah.
So you said you were going to talk about your friend and his Power Rangers obsession.
Yeah, but only when he's here.
Damn it. Anyways, he's probably listening like, no, no, no.
We're not going to talk about that. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
This is a comedy show for a reason.
Yes, yes, we are.
We're definitely going to mess with you.
Stop messing around.
Stop messing around. Anyway, we're definitely going to mess with you on that.
What is going on?
I can't even talk today.
Are you tongue twisted?
Well, dude, being in that meeting was so boring. Like, it was so boring. And my DM was, like, super nice. And then all of a sudden, she turned into an evil human being the next day, today. But anyways.
People in their masks.
Yeah, I love the mask. It's great. She's like, oh, my God, we're having so much fun. And then I'm like, I know what's going to come. So, whatever. And then, boom, I was like, knew it. Didn't even walk in the door, and you're already starting.
Yeah. Mask can't stay on forever.
No. I mean, I wish...
It's got to be tiring.
I wish it would. No, actually, I don't think the mask should stay on. I think, forget it, I'm not going to say it.
Maybe they'd just be a good person all around anyway. That's all.
It's funny because the rest of them, amazing. Why can't you be like that?
Because, who knows? Well, maybe she's not happy either.
I don't think she is.
No. Nope.
But it's always me that I'm the bad guy on everything.
You're the punching bag.
Yep, it's gonna stop, I'm telling you. Gonna stop.
Better quit it.
Better knock it off or spank your face. Stop it.
You better knock it off. You better knock it off in there.
Yeah, the kid, your parents.
Yeah.
Don't make me go up there.
Yeah. I don't want to hear another beep. Beep.
Yeah, we always were like, beep. You think you're funny?
Yeah. You think that's funny?
And then you're like, then you hear.
You're always calling their bluff, but. You know, one of those times.
Yeah.
They weren't bluffing.
It happened. Like, I was with my friend, and my mom was like, I don't want to hear another peep out of either one of you. And I went, peep. And then all of a sudden, here. I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, right up the stairs, man.
Hide under the bed.
No, I was like, I was kidding. I didn't do it. He did it. And he was like, what? Like, I didn't do anything.
Threw him under the bus.
My mom's like, just standing there, like, all bull-like, ready to charge. I was like, dude. I was like, take it. She's not going to do nothing to you. He was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And then he's like, what are you doing, dude? Why are you getting me in trouble?
I won't be able to come over again.
Yeah. No. You got me in trouble. Why did you mean? Knock it off!
I know.
Why did you get me in trouble?
It's
it was
so funny.
Always that.
It was so funny because you get out of hand. You get like... you're having too much fun, so your voices start to get louder and louder, and then they yell at you to be quiet, and then you're like you're quiet,
sort of
for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, if
there's
that.
No noise, but then you start giggling because there's no noise. So you're like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's like,
yep. Yeah, and then you both are laughing, and then they tell you to shut up again.
Yeah, I remember my mom,
and then you start whispering.
Yeah, you're like.
We're gonna get in trouble if we do this again.
Knock it off!
Stop talking so loud. We need to learn sign language.
Yeah, but the funny thing was, I remember my buddy slept over, and I remember I was like, I wanted to play wrestling. So my ignorant stupidity of I jumped on my dresser knowing that my ceiling is not that high.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't put a hole in it.
You hit your head pretty hard, didn't you?
Oh, I'll tell you what. You're going to love this. So I was like, I went to jump like this, like Jimmy Snuka back in the day.
Yeah.
And my head grabbed.
Oh, no.
It was like scrape like that. And then just peeled skin just right up my face.
Yeah, because you had the popcorn ceiling, didn't you?
Yeah. And then I hit the bed, but not fully. And was like, ba-dish, ba-dish, like that. And I was like, like I was trying not to cry.
There's pieces of the popcorn
ceiling.
My
buddy's like.
In your hair,
yeah,
on the floor.
Like, it was my whole face scraped. And he was like, I was like, trying my best not to cry. I was like, what are you laughing at? I thought I broke my neck. Like, I'm not joking. I was like, yeah, basically, I was like, ah. And my mom comes around, what was that noise? I was like, She's like, what did you do? I was like, I hit my head on the bed.
Right.
She's looking at me.
Because we thought our parents wouldn't know these things.
She wasn't dumb. She went just like this. You hit your head on the bed. I'm like, yeah. She goes, where? I was like, on the wood. And she's like.
Yeah, looking up at the ceiling like,
Because you could see the blood across the, yeah. And I was like, she was like,
that's not blood, that's crayon.
She goes, you wouldn't have been playing wrestling, would you? I was like,
no.
No. And then she goes, why is the big laundry bag here then? I was like, I was going to do my laundry.
Right.
My buddy's like, nah, I jumped off the dresser.
He like, oh, he totally threw you under the bus.
He threw me under the bus, man. I was like, you son of a. Ugh, I was so mad.
That's funny, though. That is a funny story.
It was bad. It was bad. I really thought I broke my
neck. One little monkey jumping on the bed.
Scraped his head.
Doctor almost said. Died. All the other ones fell off. But you stayed on there, and you just...
But that one monkey ratted you out. Anyway.
Yeah. The other one jumped off, ran away, ratted you out.
He did it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I hated that. I hated when my friends ratted me out. I hated it. Hated it.
Like, you're not my friend. You ratted me out.
Yeah, what the heck, man? Like, we were playing wiffle ball in my backyard one day, and I threw the ball to him. He hits the ball, hits my window and cracks it, runs off.
Luigi's standing there.
And my mom comes out and goes, who just did that? I was like, dude, what the? And you see him running around the corner. And I'm like,
man, it's not like you're standing like far away from where the bat is.
Yeah, she was like, did you do this?
I
was like,
how would you have been able to do that?
She's like, who did it? I was like, Brian. She's like, go get him. I was like, all right.
I don't know where he is.
I walk over and he's already leaving with his dad in the truck.
Oh.
I was like, dad, and he's like,
waving. Son of a... Waving and smiling with his forehead up against the window.
Yeah. See you later.
Dodged that bullet.
Well, my mom finally got a hold of him, though. She ran over to the house. She's like, can I talk to Brian, please? And she's like,
oh.
And his mom's like, yeah, absolutely. What's going on? She's like, he cracked my window with a wiffle ball.
With a wiffle ball, too.
No, he hit it hard. It was a bam. I was like, I freaked out, but.
Wiffle ball. Now, that's a game I don't hear much about.
I love that game.
I used to love playing that.
I wanted to start a league, wiffle ball league, an adult wiffle ball league.
That would be pretty funny.
That would have been great, man. Just have some random stupid names like the butt monkeys or something.
We should just have an adult t-ball game.
Yeah, right?
Tink! Actually, that would be pretty funny, too.
Well, that would be
I
hilarious.
Think that would be pretty funny because when you're a kid, it's different. The T is the right size for you.
Yeah.
But if you're standing there as an adult, I bet you'd swing and miss.
With a little time. You have to use a little bat, dude. It would be so funny. Like,
no, all T-ball. Everything T-ball.
Oh, great.
Like, it would have to be all T-ball sized, everything.
It would be so funny.
Like, can you imagine adults doing that? That would be hilarious. Yeah. It would be so funny. It would be very entertaining.
I would laugh.
Exactly. It'd be very entertaining. If you can find enough people that want to do it.
I mean, so cute. You look so cute with your tiny pink glove.
I know.
It's the only one they had. Leave me alone.
It's like plastic.
Right? Yeah. Like plastic from Sandlot.
Yeah.
Sandlot, yeah.
Yeah. They actually sold them like that, too.
Oh, those were terrible.
They were.
Dude, oh my God. It was like throwing a ball at just nothing.
And it hurt. And you're like, if you ever wore one of those and you were playing with like an actual baseball or whatever, it would hit that glove. And if it hit like the middle of it, it hurt. It would slam against your hand.
Oh, bad. I remember my uncle was throwing a ball at me. I had a plastic one, but it had padding.
Yeah.
I thought. And he threw it like hard. And I was like, whoosh. And I was like,
yeah, it stings.
I threw it back. He's like, did it hurt? I was like, no.
I mean, even a leather glove can sometimes sting a little bit, but it's not as bad as those plastic
no,
ones.
No, man. I always wear a batting glove under my other glove.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, extra padding just in case. And when I played for BABL, they started telling me I couldn't wear that. And I was like, it makes my glove fit better so it don't fall off my hand. And they're like, you're not wearing it. I was like, you can't tell me I can't wear it. Everybody wears a glove under their glove. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, like, well, it's extra safety, too, for your hands.
And they're like, well, you're not doing it. I was like, you guys are stupid. And I took it off, put it in my pocket. And then the ump comes out and starts yelling at me. I was like, you can go back over there and start calling your balls and strikes because I wasn't talking to you. And he goes, you want to talk to me like that? I was like, please. Like that, because I didn't want to get thrown out. So I was like, please. And he's like, all right. I was like, thank you. I apologize. He's like, okay. He walks away. Gave me a whole bunch of nice strikes. Pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Man.
We got 1 minute before we go.
1 minute before your Public service announcement.
Before you hear public service announcement.
Public service.
Publique. Servenzo. Annunciamante. I don't even know if that was Spanish.
No, probably not.
It was Italian. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We will be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Ooh.
We're back. That was perfect.
We are back.
It was perfect. I was like, ooh.
I know.
I was like, who's doing that?
We are back.
We made it.
I don't know if you're still here, but we're here.
This is the next half hour of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. I am so sorry that you're going to cry about it. So, meh.
Or if you're just joining,
you missed a whole bunch of cool little kid
stories from when Chuck was a little kid and he did bad things.
And that was stupid. I'm still never going to forget when I got my Cabbage Patch doll thrown at me and busted my nose open by my sister.
Cabbage Patch doll?
Yeah, it was a Boston Bruins one.
Ooh.
She was like, I was like, give me my Cabbage Patch doll. And she just whipped it head first. Bam! Like that. I was like, ugh! I just grabbed my nose and blood starts pouring out. And she's sitting
there. I like in the Brady Bunch when they threw the football at her nose.
Marcia. It was bad, though.
Yeah, I bet you hurt.
It hurt. My sister didn't even turn around. Didn't even know she hit me in the nose. And she was like, oh, my God, you're so annoying. She turned around talking to her boyfriend. And turns around and goes, blood. And I was like holding my hand like this, just pouring out. She was like, are you okay? I was like, no.
I don't think so.
I got yelled at for it. It didn't make any sense.
Really?
My mom was like, what'd you do to her? What?
No, I didn't. Well, it was, I missed the, I should have caught it.
Yeah, I should have. Well, it's my hand's fault.
It's my hand.
They're
did
stupid.
It.
I don't like them. You should get me new ones.
George Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids were the best.
Yeah, I used to have those cards.
I had a whole bunch of those. I had a whole
Yeah, a whole collection.
Yeah, I had like it was like when I collected baseball cards. I collected every Garbage Pail Kid one I could find.
And they were gross.
Yeah, they were amazing. I loved them.
They were gross.
They were cute. Like what was one of them? Like trashy something.
Tim.
Yeah,
trashy,
like
trashy Tim.
Yep, trashy Tim.
He was in the trash can.
It was all oozing out.
Booger Ben.
There was a couple different booger ones. I can't remember.
I know. They were really bad.
Like Simon or
whatever happened
Simon
to those?
I don't know, man. I wish they'd bring them back. Those were great.
I'll have to like search around and see if I can find any. I know that I might be able to find them on eBay, but
yeah.
But I'm curious if they're still around.
But I think what's driving me nuts is what's with everybody in these Pokemon cards.
Still?
Dude, I can't not get a phone call at work. Like, do you guys sell Pokemon cards? No.
There must be something coming.
But they're not kids. They're adults, dude.
Oh, they're...
I know, but it's just...
They're just collecting them.
Then I go... Then they come in. They're like, do you have tins of Pokemon cards? I'm like, tins? He's like, yeah. I was like, you mean the tin tins? He's like, yeah. I was like... I ordered like a whole bunch of those one time. Those things were gone in less than 9 minutes.
Like, collectors.
I just put them out, and they were gone. I was like, dang.
Collectors.
Like, we want a Pokemon card. I'm like, calm down. I think I'm going to open a Pokemon card shop. And then I'll
there you go.
Buko books. Yeah, of course. I'll open it, and it will be the craze will be over.
Do you remember Pogs?
Yes.
Dude, they don't even... I never hear about them.
Never.
I used to love to collect the Slammers.
The Slammers, I had a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, you'd look for the gold ones. You'd look for like certain ones.
Yeah.
And then they used to sell the tubes that you'd be able to keep all your Pogs in.
Yeah.
And it was almost like the game Jax, except you're stacking the Pogs and you're slamming them.
Yep.
So I don't know why we liked that.
I don't know. That was like the stupidest game ever.
But they were
so fun.
They were like the Garbage Pail Kids and even Pokemon cards. Like they had the pictures. They had certain like things on them, and you could play. It was fun.
Yeah.
But I remember my friends in my teen years were big collectors.
Yeah, I had tons.
And there were, you know, hundreds of them that they'd have, and then a bunch of slammers. But then you'd trade if you had like doubles and triples of them, and you'd trade.
Yep.
But you'd never want to trade a slammer.
No. Nope. I remember I had my big metal one. It was like a big gold metal one.
Yeah, those
heavy.
Were, yep, and they weren't heavy. Always easy to find.
No, it was so heavy, and it had an 8-ball on it.
Yeah.
And every time we played and I used that slammer, they're like, don't use the metal slammer. It was the only slammer I got, bro. And they're like, so I was like, boom, just everything flip over. I'm like, ha, these are all mine, bro. I love it. And
yep.
Like, there's like a little stack like this after you're done.
I think that was a sort of gambling, don't you?
A little bit. I think it was gambling for kids.
Yeah, gambling for kids. Like, I'm all in.
Yo, if I get like 30 of these in one shot, that's 40 bucks.
Yeah.
Where'd you do your math?
All my pogs are in.
Yeah. There you go.
Just sliding them around. They're all in. Stack them up.
It's like on the roulette wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take number 4.
I'm all in. You slammer number 27.
Yeah. I hated the plastic slammers. Those were garbage.
They were garbage.
Like, you had to, like, way up here and just wham! And then you're like, floop, one flips over. You're like, wow, I won.
Yeah, right.
I got one. And they're like, I got my slammer. Warhammer. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking all my pogs, jerk.
See, but at least if you both had the plastic slammers, the odds were even.
Yep. Yep.
The odds were even. So it's either you get a couple or you don't.
It's the Pokemon cards that are a craze and Hot Wheels. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
I think Hot Wheels has always been a thing.
But it's so bad now. Like, if I get Hot Wheels in, people are like, you got any Hot Wheels? You got any Hot Wheels in? Did you get any Hot Wheels in today? I'm like, calm down. I didn't even
Maybe you're just noticing it.
Because you're in it, you know? I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused. Like, you go to Walmart, the Hot Wheels section is wiped clean almost.
I don't know.
It's so weird.
You're going to have to ask somebody. Like, ask one of them one time. What's the deal?
I did. I kind of asked a guy. I was like, so what's the deal with the Hot Wheels, man? He's like, oh, they're collector's items now. And I was like, no, they were then.
They were a long time ago. If you can find certain ones.
He's like, no, there's certain ones that if you get them, they're worth money. And I was like, well, wouldn't it be worth more money if it was back then, not now? And
when they were metal?
Yeah. He was like,
are they metal?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they stopped making them like that.
They were all plastic and garbage.
Yeah, they stopped making them like that for a while.
I hated them, like they were shaking out the dirt.
I used to love it when I'd get a Hot Wheels and they actually had working doors.
Yes.
Like, only the doors would open.
Yeah.
Yay! I was like excited about it.
And everybody always, that's the only one I always had that I loved that would be broken. I didn't understand it.
I wish I had one. I wish I kept the Hess trucks.
Me too.
When Hess was around, they had the Hess trucks.
I loved that. My dad bought me those every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Should have kept one in the box.
Yep.
It would have been worth something.
See, but we were dumb back then. We just were like, rip it open, let's play with it.
I know everything.
Like, I wish I had all my Star Wars stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
I'd be a billionaire right now.
Yeah.
I had so much stuff. I had AT-AT walkers. I had freaking, like, the Death Star. I had everything.
Yeah.
Like, every
But then you would
thing.
Not be, like, you wouldn't have a childhood. If you had to keep all... Remember 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah.
Like, if you had to keep all your childhood toys in their boxes and couldn't play with them, like...
It would drive me nuts.
You'd be like that guy.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, I hope not, but...
But you'd be like that guy. It was like, he had them all on shelves and everything. Like, oh, don't touch it!
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, we're like, don't ask your money. You know how much money it's worth.
You mean you've never taken out your toy? So, yeah, but when we're kids, we take out our toys to play with them. You know?
I mean, I have a few Michael Myers figures that are in their box still.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just like Michael Myers. I have the ones that when I was in Ecuador, I have like Scream, like Chucky, like Annabelle. I have all those still there. They're open. I just put them out in my podcast room. I showed you.
Yeah.
And then I bought one a few weeks ago, and it was one of the ones I didn't have, and I was like, whoa, from Halloween 2, and I was like, no way, keeping it in the box, I'm not opening it.
Yeah.
And then I found a Batman figure, and I was like, keeping it in the box, not opening it.
Yeah, I mean, now you want to do that. I mean,
but I'm like, all right, but the stuff that I'll collect won't be worth anything, like pennies to the dollar. It's like...
At least not right now.
Yeah, I know. Like, I have all the baseball cards that I own still in my in the thing. They're not worth anything. The only thing there, only one that only one card in there that's worth anything is a Ken Griffey Jr. card. And I'm like,
I used to have so many of those.
I have tons. And it's like, what do you mean they're not worth anything? It's Ken Griffey Jr., dude. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
How is that not worth money?
Well, is it a rookie card?
Yeah.
See, it should have been.
Every single one of them are rookie cards. Every one. I have like 30 of them, and they're all rookie cards.
No, I like, tell you.
I'm like, dude, come on. Like Randy Johnson, I have him, rookie card. And they're like, well, they're not worth that much money. I'm like, I don't believe you.
You know what card is worth money is when Michael Jordan was playing for that one year. If you got a Michael Jordan card, that's worth it.
I have
it's got to be like tops, though.
I have it when he was playing baseball for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
I have that one.
Yeah, that's supposed to be worth something.
He was only batting 112 with one RBI.
Yeah, basketball was probably his sport.
Yeah,
he should. That's your sport. Go back.
You're 6'9". You shouldn't be playing baseball. Well, I mean, Aaron Judge is 6'9". He's a monster.
I think it's better to be shorter.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's got a bat. It's like a 37-inch bat. It's humongous.
Oh.
And they were gonna outlaw it because he was so tall. And I'm like, that's not fair. If you let Chara from freaking the Bruins play with a bigger stick than anyone else, why can't you let him play with a bigger bat because he's taller?
Yeah.
He ain't going to hit nothing with a smaller bat. He's like he's swinging one of them little baseball bats they sell you at the store.
I was like, no, yeah. Boy. One you keep by your door?
Yeah.
Because when you go to a baseball game, you can get it as like a souvenir and bring it home. You got this little tiny bat sitting by your door.
I can't remember where I was. I was watching, I think it was at in Tennessee. And I was watching baseball, and it was like a Triple-A team. It's called the Jacks. And they were throwing those bats into the crowd. I'm not kidding. And everyone's ducking. Like, why are you tossing these into the crowd? They're like, we're going to
whatever possess
bats.
Them to do that? Like,
I don't know, man. They were like, yeah, we got bats here for everybody. Just whipping them. And one kid got smacked right in the head. All you heard is that. And he was like, eh. And then he just grabbed his head, and I'm like ducking. I'm like, what the heck? My dad's like just sitting there like nothing.
Yeah, I can see him doing that.
Zero cares. Like, go ahead, hit me.
See what happens.
Drinking a beer.
Yeah, they're all flying by his head probably.
Making his hair go.
Yeah, like a couple of wisps.
Maybe a little whisker sticking up in the air when it goes by, and he's like. You look great, Dad. You want to fix that? Because that's kind of weird looking.
That makes me think of when when somebody's like driving in front of me, or they cross through like a intersection, and if it's like cooler outside, or it's too hot to have the windows down, but they have the window cracked. Like if it's a lady, and her hair is flying out the crack of the window. And she doesn't know it, or like people's jackets are closed in the door.
Yeah.
Because I've done it before. I close my jacket. Yes.
That's funny.
And they're going down the street with a little floral little dress just flapping in the wind.
Dude, it's so funny. It's like if they're dressed beautifully and it's in the door and you're like, oh, I want to tell them something.
I know. I feel bad.
But there's times where I have, like if I've seen them, I'm like, hey, you shut your dress in the door. And they're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get so busy, you just don't realize.
Yeah, but it's
you're
funny.
Doing it. But, like, you've seen like old men go by when they have the long coats on, and they got a coat stuck in it.
I seen a guy the other day. He looked all disheveled. His hair was everywhere. He was like, "I'm just gonna take this water," and his hair was like,
"Bad day, dude."
It was just saying.
Like,
it was like,
"Poor guy."
He looked like Marty Moose.
And you know, you can always tell when somebody's having a bad day.
He wasn't having a bad day. He was just like, so hot outside. No. You're dying, bro. Your hair looks great, though. Oh, I said, here's a comb.
Yeah. If somebody's having a bad day, like, if you can tell they're having a bad day, like, you're like, oh, man, I can't imagine what's happened.
There's been a few people that have come in the store, like, having a really bad day. I mean, I've been nice to them. So I did win an award at the thing, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What did you win an award
Best
for?
Customer service.
There you go.
I was like, yes. And then she goes, my DM goes, oh, I told you were going to win it because you're so funny. be nice to me with your mask. It doesn't work.
It was Justin Long that did it.
Yeah, she was like, well, she wrote on my little bag, you met Justin Long, ha, ha, hashtag Chuck's the boss, ha, ha.
Hashtag Chuck's the boss. Dude, I'm going to start using that hashtag.
You should.
Hashtag. I'm just gonna post like a picture or something. It'll be completely like
random.
It'll be like hashtag Chuck's the boss.
A dog with a bow tie or something.
Hashtag Chuck's the boss. I'm just gonna randomly post just the hashtag.
Do it.
Hashtag Chuck's the boss. Just randomly.
She was like, I gave you hashtags. I was like, hash browns? What?
Ooh, hash
browns. We didn't have any breakfast. Like, we were there in the morning. We didn't get to eat nothing. I'm starving to death. We didn't eat till almost 1.
Wow.
And the thing ended at 4.
Wow. And what did they feed you?
We had candy. Why would you give us candy early in the morning?
Yeah, but what did you eat at 1?
We had, chicken. There was, like, noodles. There was, like, salad.
Was it hot chicken or?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, fried. It was actually really good. It wasn't too bad. And then I went to go get seconds, and they told me no. And I looked at him, I was like, I have to feed my child.
I have to feed my child.
I have to feed my child. And she was like, well, we're not supposed to have seconds. I was like, there's a ton of chicken over there. How can we not have seconds? And I was like, that's messed up.
I think if everybody got their food, then...
But it didn't make any sense because I couldn't have seconds, but I'm watching everybody else get seconds. And I'm like, oh, all right, we'll play the game.
You should have just walked up and got seconds.
I did.
Good.
I played the game.
Yeah, I played the game.
I was like, oh, you guys getting seconds? I'm like, yeah, let's go get seconds. All right, chicken. Just piled on my plate and just kept eating it. This is her. Like, what is your grudge against me? I haven't done anything to you.
Some people just have that thing, you know, like,
I think it's all this. Maybe. I swear.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just her.
She just needs to. Whew, can't say that on here. Anyway.
Just needs to be loosen happy. Up. Just loosen up a little.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She's just. I mean, she has her moments where she's like, somebody, I'll make her laugh and she'll laugh. And then it's like, okay, cool. And then it's like, ugh, bipolar time. It's like, what happened?
She's mad at herself that she laughed at something you said.
Dang it.
I told myself I wouldn't laugh at him.
I told you, Johnny, knock it off. Great. She's just like me now. She's got a ray. Anyways. And it's not a ray of sunshine.
I think it takes way too much energy to be that way.
But it's
towards other people.
It's just horrible to the point where, like, I want this one person as my assistant manager. She won't let me have her. But she'll let me hire her as a part-time key. But I can't have her as my assistant manager. I was like, if she's rehirable... And I'm the store manager. Shouldn't I have the right to pick who I want as my assistant manager? Isn't that the way it works?
I really don't know.
I would how assume it works so. There. I would be like, hey, she's really
It makes
good.
Sense.
Yeah. But they're like, no, you can't have it. Then I wanted to fire this kid the other day. I can't do that either. So then what am I a manager for?
Go into your policy book. Read the policies. If it ain't in the policies, I'd bring it up. I'm like, it doesn't say anywhere that I can't do this.
From what I heard is I'm exempt from overtime, but if I have the name of manager and don't get to do manager duties, I'm not exempt. I read this. I found this out from lawyer stuff. I was like, oh, no.
Lawyery
stuff. Lawyeress.
It makes me think of Liar Liar. Yeah. I think we've talked about Liar Liar a few times on the show.
Yeah.
And I can't help it.
Stop breaking the law. Anyway.
Yeah.
Chicken yeah. fingers.
If you couldn't lie.
Wait, stop breaking the law, mash bowl.
That's it. That's it.
That's funny.
That would be funny.
You say mashed taters?
Sure the pen is blue.
The damn pen is blue.
The pen is blue.
It's blue.
Yeah, this.
He slams it on the table.
It's all over his face.
Yeah, and he's like,
blue.
I don't know.
The pen that I hold in my hand is royal blue.
Red. That's so funny.
But that's a great movie.
I love that movie.
Fletcher?
I've had better.
I've not. How was that?
I've had better.
How would you like that?
My favorite, one of my favorite parts is when he gets out of the elevator and he was like, it was me.
It was me.
Everybody's in there.
Like,
waving <"Ew." laughs> it off.
It's going to be a pot mark eventually.
I know. What's up, Fletch? Your cholesterol.
Your cholesterol, fatty.
Oh, what do you think of my new outfit? Anything that takes the focus off your head.
And he's like, what is going on? Never mind. Never mind. Don't ask. Don't ask.
If you couldn't lie for a whole 24 hours.
Dude, that would suck. That would suck.
Actually, I think it would be pretty easy.
I mean, it would. Yeah. I could do it.
If you have no filter as it is.
Yeah, I have no filter. I'm just going to say it. I don't really care. Imagine me at work.
Oh, man.
Good Lord, I get fired in 20 minutes. Less than that.
Well, it's not that you can't, like, keep anything in. You just can't lie. So if somebody asks you a question, you'd have to tell the truth.
Yep. So what do you think of me as a DM? I got to go outside. Why? What's the matter? I got to go outside.
Like, see, if she were to say, what's the matter, you'd have to say why.
The reason is, oh my God.
I don't think I'm going to say anything nice.
Because I'm being nice.
Well, why not? Because I don't like you.
That's why. What do you mean you don't like me? You're a pompous.
Just snap. People will be like.
You can just stay in for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going home.
Just stay in.
I'm going home. I can't do this.
If you couldn't lie for 24 hours, you'd probably just stay in.
I would. I would just stay in.
I think everybody would.
Yeah, they'd be like, I can't do this. Just play video games and ignore everything.
Because it's probably harder than you think.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
Because even if you're like, you know, you're trying to do something nice for somebody, you know, like you don't want to hurt their feelings. So you say something nice, even though you know that. The truth may not be as nice.
Like kids when they're like, oh, I love it. Thanks for getting it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's garbage.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, you tell lies, but they're like, so, you know, like white lies, or if that is even a thing.
I don't even know if that's even a thing. I just think it's something somebody made up, like a
so
mom.
So that they wouldn't feel bad for lying?
Yeah, like a mom. She was like, just tell a little white lie. Mommy does it all the time. Daddy, you'll never know.
Well, you know, but, you know, in the context of when you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, then you don't necessarily tell the whole truth.
Exactly. Holy moly. Yeah, it's like, I didn't drown my brother in the pool. Mom did it. Wait, what?
He put there was a scratch and sniff sticker at the bottom.
Yeah, I told him to sniff it. Then I threw a penny down there and said, if you pick it up, you're gonna get rich. Cause it's gotta be on heads.
I remember playing like the penny game.
Oh, in the pool?
Yeah, you throw the penny in the pool and you'd have to go down and get it. And when you're little and you're in a deep end.
Yep.
You gotta hold your breath for all that time.
Yeah.
If you can get the penny.
Oh, it's so funny watching kids freak out and struggle to come back up. You got it. Come on. Keep breathing.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Yep.
This is how you learn to swim.
Yeah, stop being a baby.
You just jump in.
Why is he not moving?
Not okay. Oh, he's on a floaty.
Oh, he's good. Don't worry about him. Nothing to look at here. Nothing to see. All right. I can't wait till what's his name? Matt?
Matt.
Yeah. Can't wait till he comes to the show. I'm excited.
Yeah. He's got a very exciting thing to talk about. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah. I think hopefully there's a lot of people who are like, yo, what's going on with that? I want to do that. Yeah. I want to help my kid with that. It is pouring outside, just so you know.
Now, in case you want to know what the weather was, it's raining.
The weather today is very nasty.
We're supposed to have a pretty good storm roll through.
Oh,
so.
Wait. We have a weather girl. Like, it's really raining outside. Like, it's really weird and wet and stuff. My name's Chantel. And, like, it's going to get wetter and stuff. My name's Chantel. And, like, it's not sunny anymore because the clouds are covering it. My name's Chantel. Yeah. So there's the weather from Chantel. Thank you, Chantel. You're welcome.
What did she even say? We don't even know what she said.
Yeah. What's even the weather? What is that, Chantel? Like, seriously?
Well, I did the weather, but you guys are stupid. My name's Chantel.
The current time
Yeah.
Is
the current time is
4:24. The current temperature is
87 degrees Fahrenheit. Thank you for listening.
I can't remember the phone number, but there used to be a phone number. Yeah, there used to be a phone number you could call. Yeah, with the rotary phone?
Yeah. You know how annoying that was?
Imagine if you had to sell like 499 numbers, especially if it was like 499-9989 or something. Like, doing it on a rotary phone, you waited forever. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, come on, man. Yeah, 499. You're like, oh, that's easy.
The four was all right, yeah, but like, then you'd have to sit there and wait for all those nines and an eight.
He's like,
yeah, no, now you just press call.
Yeah. Like, it was cool because when you went over to your friend's house and you had like the wireless phone, you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. When it was like the
long antenna, like 50 feet, and you're like, hey, get your eye poked out. Hey, where's my brother?
It's funny because the very first cell phone was actually like a backpack.
That thing was evil.
It was like, you didn't put it on your back, but it was like a bag.
Yeah.
And it was a cellular phone.
I thought it was funny when you first made the cellular, it was like this big.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah, and it was in a bag.
Yep. It was terrible. It was so terrible.
Like, imagine walking down the street with a bag on your side, and dude, it was a phone.
You know how funny it would be just to pull one of those out and be like, yo, what's up? People would be like, I think
it's funnier even when you think about car phones.
Yeah, those were, it's like, hello.
Yeah, there used to be one of my mom's Beamer.
It never worked.
It was an old Beamer.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
But I remember being in a car.
I forget even how they're supposed to work. Yeah, like, was there like a subscription that you had to make? Or?
Yeah, but it didn't work. Like, even if they had the subscription, you're just like,
yeah,
because
it. Yeah, right.
And all you
how
was,
did they? How did they even work?
I don't know. You heard. You heard.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if it went like over RF, like radio, like the same thing the radio waves go over or something, but.
I think they should have, because it would have probably worked better. But it's like, oh, air traffic control.
I don't think there was enough. I don't think there were enough satellites in the air for it.
This is air traffic control.
Now there's like a zillion up there.
I know.
It looks like we're like salt and pepper around Earth.
They're watching us.
Like, what?
They're watching us.
Aliens drive by and lock their doors.
Lock your doors,
go
kids.
To Earth. Earth.
We're in the ghetto.
We were talking about
the entire Earth is the ghetto.
We were talking about the name of Earth, and we were like, what if it's actually called Earth?
Earth.
Hi, I'm from the planet Earth. Like, who said it was Earth?
True.
Somebody did. Somebody said, aliens. This is the word, and this is how we're supposed to say it. So who said that? Because from now on, I'm just going to say I'm from Earth.
You never know. Jesus is probably like, we're from Earth. And like, you know, it's like.
I mean, what if the aliens call it Earth?
What if the aliens are like, thank you for letting us come to Earth. I'm like, what is Earth?
We are at Earth. Take us to your leader.
Yeah. We're stopping at Earth, kids. Let's get some McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
let's go to whatever that our restaurant is.
Oh, yeah. Let's
I can't remember all of it.
Let's stop at Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet.
Yeah.
I could play it.
Come on, kids. We're going to Earth to go to.
Come on, kids. Hop on the spaceship. We're going to Earth so we can go to Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet. You guys ready for the heart clogging butt blaster?
Butt blaster. Oh, that's funny.
Whistle Junction. Oops.
Let's go to Earth. Like,
we're going to Earth, kids.
Let's go to the center of. So that would be funny. Journey to the center of the Earth.
We're going to the journey to the center of the Earth.
I'm going to just call it that from now on. Nobody will know what I'm talking about.
No. Guess where you're from? Where? Earth.
You are a Homo sapien.
Yeah. You are
from Earth.
You are from Earth. You walk like manly men.
If there's ever a time machine, I'm just going to. Or like one of those intergalactic. Like portals. I'm gonna go to another planet and be like, I'm from Earth.
Yeah, like I'm from Earth. What are you doing?
He's the devil! Whoa, no, that's not what it means. Shoot him with the taser.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Doom, doom. Like,
is this Star Trek?
You missed.
That tickles. Stop it.
Well, it is that time, unfortunately. It is the end. So.
It is the end. Yeah, we're done. So anyways, we wanted to thank you guys for joining us on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Hope you had a good drive home or on your way to work, whatever. But, you know, we're out of here, so we'll see you
again next week.
Have a good one, guys. Merry Christmas.